Blog Talk Radio.
But unto the wicked, y'all know what I said.
After the wicked young ones say what?
What have you to do to declare my statutes or that thus should take my covenant in your mouth? Verse 17. Seeing that, seeing you hate instruction.
You hate instruction, go ahead.
And cast my words behind you.
That's my word behind you. They say, see, you hate instruction. So y'all want to say unto the wicked, right?
Right.
What you doing with my covenant in your mouth, right?
Right.
That's what else was forbidden in the book of Jubilee, Mother E. Israel. In front of Jubilee chapter 15. Let's look at 29 to 32. Let's see who else is. Yahweh don't want to get too close to him, Mother Eve. Look at Jubilee, chapter 15, verse 29 to 32. Mother Israel, see Roy. Well, Yahweh don't want in his company, Mother Eve.
Look at Jubilee, chapter 15, verse 29 to
32. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29.
Uh-huh.
For the commandment,
Yeah, No, I'm going to ease out.
Okay. Then said Yahweh to those.
Yahweh to Judah, you're right. If you lead on him, I got to pick up the servant line, you know. Yahweh to Judah, you're right.
Then said Yahweh to those, Yahweh to Judah, which believed on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my follower indeed.
So he's saying you can't be in the stop and start business, right?
Right.
So you got to continue in this thing. And then you are my followers indeed. Verse 32.
And you shall know the truth.
You're saying you shall know the truth. Go ahead. And what's the truth going to do?
And the truth shall make you free.
And the truth going to make you free. Verse 33.
Mm-hmm. Then after him, we be Abraham's seed. Exodus chapter 1.
through 5, 12 through 14. However, I'm going to read whatever you get there over here, in the hurry. We find our time anyway over here.
Book of Jesse over there.
Mother Lee is red. Let's see. The book of Jasher 29, let's pick it up at verse 20. Let's read a little bit of this. Let's see if Esau had a change of mind here, Mother Zeke. Because you know our people today think, can he come along with us? I want to go to the kingdom, but I ain't going unless Esau go, right? So we've been destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's where we've been. The book of Jasher, Mother of Israel. Let's begin up at chapter 29, verse 20. Let's see what Esau is working with.
The book of Jasher, verse 29.
Chapter 29.
The book of Jasher, chapter 29, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
20. Yes, ma'am.
And at the end of 14 years of Jacob
residing
in the house of
Eber, mm-hmm.
Jacob decided to see his father and mother.
Well, after 14 years, he had to get out of Dodge, right?
Right.
He resided with Eber. He had it in his mind, I got to go see my mom and daddy, right?
Right.
Come on.
And Jacob came to the house of his father and mother.
To Hebron. Now, you would think after 14 years, Esau done forgot all about this day, right? Come on, Mother Zeke.
Yes, Hebron.
Hebron. And Esau did what?
And Esau had in...
Yes, ma'am.
In those days, forgot what Jacob had done to him in having taken the blessing from him in those days.
So Esau had slipped his mind, right?
Right.
But let's see what he do in the process, Mother 21.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And when Esau saw Jacob coming to his father.
What did he do?
Father and mother.
What did he do, mother?
He remembered.
He did what?
He remembered what Jacob had done to him.
Go ahead.
And he
was what? Greatly.
Greatly.
Incensed
against him. And
he sought to do what?
And he sought to slay him.
So he saw every generation, right?
Right.
It's war between Yahweh and Esau. Ain't that right? Verse 22.
Verse 22.
So Esau, that flipped his mind, but as soon as he saw him from Jacob, he remembered.
Verse 22.
What's going on, Mother Zeke?
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac, the son of Abraham, was old and
advanced
in days.
Go ahead.
And Esau said,
what do you think?
Now, my father, time
is drawing nigh.
Time is drawing near that he might die.
He must die. Go ahead.
And when he shall die,
what am I gonna do?
I will slay my brother Jacob.
Hey, I'm gonna get me some Jacob now. You better believe that. And you think they done change their stripes?
That's what we're dealing with, right?
Just like the Ethiopian can't change his skin.
That's right.
And the leopard his stripes.
That's right.
Esau still ain't got over put the sword on you, Israel.
That's right.
They're still putting the sword to you. And we see it every day, right?
Right.
That's right to the Leviticus. I see, Yahweh gave us a heads up, right, concerning the matter, Sister A.B. Phoebe. From the Leviticus chapter 26. Yahweh made a statement over in Leviticus 26. Sister A.B. Phoebe of C. Roy. And we're going to go get us some Feast of Weeks, and we're going to bring in Brother Keith behind that. That's right there in Leviticus 26. to save his people. Mm-hmm. And let's pick it up at 26:17, 17 through 19. Let's see what we're working with here.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 17 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will set my face against you.
So Yahweh said, look here, Israel. I'm going to set my face against you, go ahead.
And you shall be slain before your enemies.
He's saying you're going to be what?
Slain.
Before your enemies, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. They what?
They that hate you shall reign over you.
Now, the one that is ruling over you,
right,
he ain't got no love for you now.
Right.
Israel, the reason why he kicked you there all over the place, right?
Yes.
Because he got some hatred
yes.
for you. And we read that he can't change his mind. Is that right?
That's right.
Esau is fixed to put the sword on you.
That's right.
So he said that the one that hates you shall reign over you. And what?
And you shall flee when none pursue you.
Let's run to the book of Zechariah. Let's see if we can get a second witness. Zechariah chapter 13, Mother Israel. Book of Zechariah. That's the one I want. Chapter 11. Zechariah chapter 11, Mother E. Israel. Let's pick it up at 3 through 5. Zechariah 11, verse 3 through 5, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Zechariah chapter 11, verse number 3 through 5, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy.
Zechariah chapter 11, 3
through
5.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Zechariah chapter 11, verses 3
Five. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3
What do you read?
Zechariah chapter 11, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
For their army is false.
He said, there is a voice of the howling of the shepherds. For their greatness, their honor is spoiled. Go ahead.
A voice of the roaring of young men.
Mm-hmm.
For the cry of Jordan is
more. Verse number 4.
Verse
4. Go ahead.
Thus said Yahweh.
Thus said Yahweh.
My Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
See the flock of the slaughter.
So, Israel, we got a new name, right? We call the flock of the slaughter. Ain't that right? See the flock of the slaughter. Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
What happened?
Who possesses?
Lay them and do what?
And hold themselves not guilty.
Not guilty, right? Not guilty, not guilty.
Yeah.
And what else happened? And they what?
And they that sell them say.
And the one that sold you say what?
Blessed be the Yahweh.
Now they'll say blessed be Yahweh. They say, thank you, Jesus. And then what they say? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Go ahead. But what?
For I am rich.
Hold on. They say, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
For I am rich.
Now, let's see who they are giving their thanks to. Mother Z Israel. Let's see if somebody gave them an offer they can't refuse. Mother Z Israel of C. Royal. Let's see the book of Matthew chapter 4. Book of Matthew chapter 4. Let's see what the deal that was put on the table and who made the offer, Mother Z. The book of Matthew 4, let's pick it up at 8 through 10. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 8 through 10. Mother Z Israel of C. Royal.
Matthew chapter 4, verse
8
through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Again,
the devil took him up into a exceedingly high mountain.
Good. And did what?
And showed him all the kingdom of the world and the greatness of them.
So he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. That means that he peeped at the great USA. Ain't that right? Verse number 9. What did he say?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And said unto him.
What did he say?
All these things will I give you.
He said, all these things will I give you. Go ahead.
If you would fall down and worship me.
But one thing I want in return. You got to be my man on the earth, right?
Right.
You got to fall down and worship me. Verse number 10.
Verse 10. verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Then said Yahweh unto him,
mm-hmm.
Get you hence, Satan.
For it what?
For it is written.
Go ahead.
That
you shall
worship the Yahweh, your Yahweh,
uh-huh.
and him only shall you serve.
So Satan made an offer that evidently Esau could not refuse, right? Right to the book of Luke, Mother E. Israel, or C. Royal. Book of Luke, chapter 4, 5 through 7. Let's see what the deal that he made to Esau and his five sons here. Mother E. Israel, or C. Royal. Book of Luke, chapter 4, 5 through 7. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And the devil taking him up into a high mountain.
So the devil is best, right? Took him up into a high mountain. Come up.
Showed unto him all the kingdom of the world
mm-hmm.
in a moment of time.
In a moment of time. Come on. Mm-hmm.
And the devil said unto him,
what did he say?
All this power will I give you.
Say, all this power, right? Will I give you? Go ahead.
And the greatness of them.
Mm-hmm.
For this is delivered unto me.
For that is delivered unto me. Go ahead.
And to whosoever I will, I give.
Go ahead.
If thou therefore
will worship me, what about it?
All shall be
thine. He said, look here. All you have to do is take care of my business, right? I give you all this power, right? Now let's see if they took the deal, Mother Z. Let's see if we can read that they took the deal or not in the book of Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3. Did they take the deal, Mother Z, Israel, and C, Royal? Did Esau and his five sons, did they take that deal that Satan put on the table? Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3. Mother Z, Israel, and C, Royal.
Revelation chapter
13. Yes, ma'am. Verse number 1, 2, and 3. Did Esau say, give it to me? Give it to me, baby. And Esau said, give it to me, Satan. The book of Revelation 13, the verse number 1, 2, and 3.
The book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And I stood up the...
And I stood upon the sand of the sea.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea
mm-hmm.
and saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Now he said, look here, I stood up upon the sand of the sea, right?
Right.
And I saw a beast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rise up out of the sea. So let's see what John the Revelator is trying to get us to understand here. He said he saw a beast rise up out of the sand of the sea. Let's run to the book of Ecclesiastes. The Phoebe of C. Royal. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Let me see where we're looking for. Verse number 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The Phoebe. Verse number 13. Let's see what is John looking at here. Because he said, I saw a beast, right?
Right.
Rise up out of the sands of the sea. So we need to know what John is trying to get us to understand. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 18, Sister A.B. Phoebe of C. Royal.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
I said in my mind concerning the estate of the sons of men.
What did he say?
That Yahweh might manifest them.
That he might manifest them. What?
And that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
So he's talking about a man coming up in power, right?
Yeah.
I saw a man rise up out of the sands of the sea. And what happened to her mother, Zeke, in 13 verse 1? Come on back with that. So this beast is talking about a man, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to pull me one out, Mother Zeke, so you can take your time. I need one more precept concerning that beast. If I can write it down, Mother, but I ain't going to wrestle with it too long. Come on back with that Revelation 13. Mother Z Israel, the seed royal.
13:1?
Yeah, pick it back up at 1. Let me see if I can pull out this other precept concerning this beast. Mother Z Israel, the seed royal. Come on.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 3.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea,
mm-hmm,
and saw a beast rise up out of the sea,
uh-huh,
having 7 heads and 10 horns.
Oh, now, what are these 7 heads? We done covered this numeral time, right? What are these 7 heads? Yeah. We got wrong, right? One down. 6 to go.
Friends.
2 down. 5 to go.
Greece.
The Greeks. 3 down. 4 to go.
Germany.
Yeah, I think Germany is in the mix, right? Well, we make a maybe there. So we got 4. Who else on the table?
Yeah.
Now, other bees in Persia,
France.
We got Rome, Greek, France, Germany. What about Russia? Is they part of the mix?
Russia.
We got Russia. Who else is on the table? What about Spain? Is Spain part of the clique?
Yeah, Spain.
Spain. Who is that 7 one? Is that Great Britain?
Yeah, Britain. Yeah, right, Britain.
So we got 7. I don't know how close we are. But we got 7, right?
Wait, well, we said Roman, Spain, Germany, British, Britain, and who else?
France. I know I got it wrote down somewhere, but I ain't going to check it.
I think mine is in the other group.
We got to double check that because I'm not certain myself. So you say I saw 7 heads and 10 horns. Come on, Mother Zeke, 13 verse 1. Let's see if they took the deal, Mother Zeke. These 7 heads and 10 horns, did they take the deal?
And upon his...
Pick it back up at the top. Revelation 13 verse 1.
Revelation chapter 13 verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And I stood upon the sands of the sea.
Good.
And saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Now we found out that this beast ain't talking about no 3-headed monster, right?
Right.
No 7-headed monster, right?
Right.
It's talking about man, right?
Right.
And let's see what make you a beast in the eye of Yahuwah. So say, amen, Phoebe, see you, Roya. What make you a beast in Yahuwah's eyes? Psalm 49, verse 20. What makes you a beast? Sister A.B.A. Phoebe of Sea Royal. What makes this man a beast? Sister A.B.A.
Psalms chapter 49.
49, verse number 20. Psalm 49, verse 20. Sister A.B.A. Phoebe of Sea Royal.
Man that is in honor. And
now, hold on. Don't run that with too fast.
Okay.
Now, the man that is in honor, right?
Yes.
That means the one that is the top of the chart, right?
Right.
He is the ruler, right?
Yes.
Man that is in honor. And what?
And understand not
is what?
It's like the beast that perished.
He just like the beast, right?
Yes.
So Yahuwah got an answer for everything in his precept, right?
Yep.
So this guy is a beast. Revelation 13, verse 2. Let's see if they took the deal, Mother Zeke. Did Esau take the deal Well, we know he did, but let's see if we can get it in right. Revelation 13, verse 2. Now, throwing stuff all over the place. No, let's go to 2. Let's get on down to 2, Mother.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard.
Now, who is that symbolic of? Who is the leopard? The beast I saw was like unto a leopard. Who is that symbolic of? Who is the leopard?
I guess Russia.
No, it ain't Russia. You have four beasts coming up out. Let's run and get that in Daniel 7. Mother E. Israel. Let's go grab these four beasts right quick in Daniel chapter 7. And let's pick it up at verse number 1. Daniel 7. And let's get 1 through, let's get to the leopard. Verse number 6. Well, let's pick it up at verse number 3. Let's read a little bit, Mother E. Israel. Daniel 7, verse 3. Mother E. Israel, 3 through 7.
Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 3 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And four great beasts come up from the sea.
Let's say four great beasts came up from the sea. And what?
The very two, one from another.
They was a little bit different, one from the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 4.
Verse
2. Uh-huh.
The first was like a lion.
So the first one that popped up was like a lion. Mm-hmm. Now, who is that representative of?
Russia.
Who's the first one that came up and had rulership of the whole planet? Russia ain't had rulership on the whole planet yet, Mother Lee.
Rome.
No, Rome ain't the lion now.
Oh, the lion.
That's why Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon.
Oh.
When they're the first one to jump to Israel.
In the United States.
No, no. Nebuchadnezzar up under Babylon, right?
Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar.
That was the first one to came up and had rulership of the world, right? He was like the lion, ain't that right? Let's see if we can make it even plainer. That y'all puzzled over there. Let's see if we can get the vision of Daniel. You know, with the golden statue there, and Daniel gonna break it down for us. He gonna tell Nebuchadnezzar what's going on. Yep. Let's see if we can grab that in Book of Daniel, chapter 2. Let's see if we can grab the statue that Nebuchadnezzar is peeping at. The Book of Daniel chapter 2. And let's look at verse number 27. Let's see if we can get it up. Daniel chapter 2. Pick it up at verse 27. A, B, 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 C, right. And let's read down to verse number... Let's see until we get our answer. Let's pick it up at 27. Daniel chapter 2. Verse 27, Sister A.B. Phoebe.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said,
say what?
The secret which the king have commanded or demanded cannot be wise men.
Cannot the wise men? Come on.
And astrologers.
The astrologers.
And men, magicians.
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 Go ahead.
Soothsayer.
Show
unto the king.
He said, look here, king, you puzzled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't your folks tell you what time it is? Verse 28, come on.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Yahweh in heaven. That
he said, but Daniel said, look here, there is a Yahweh in heaven. What about it?
That revealeth secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And make it known to the king of Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days.
What's going to be in the latter days, Glenn?
Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed are these.
Go ahead, Daniel is breaking it down for the king. Daniel.
29.
From the royal seed of Yahweh Judah, right?
Right.
He's breaking it down. Verse 29, come on.
As for you, O king,
mm-hmm.
your thoughts came
into my mind, into your mind.
Came into your mind upon your being. What about it?
What should come to pass hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
And he that revealed the secrets make known to you what shall come to pass.
Go ahead, verse 30. Yes, ma'am.
But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any knowing.
Good.
But for their sake that shall make known the interpretation.
But for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to who?
To the king.
Come on.
And that you mightest know the thoughts of your mind.
Verse 31.
Verse 31.
Uh-huh.
You, O king, saw it, and behold, a great image.
A great image. Go ahead.
A great image whose brightness was
excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Stood before you, and the
form.
And the form thereof was terrible.
Verse 32.
Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
This image's head was
of what?
A fine gold.
Was a fine gold.
His feet and his arms.
His breath.
His breath and his arms of silver. His belly and his thighs of brass.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33.
Uh-huh.
His legs of iron, his feet parted of iron, part of iron and part of clay.
Part of iron and clay. Okay. Stop down to 36. Let's get it on.
36.
Uh-huh.
This is the dream.
This is the dream. Come on.
We will tell you the interpretation.
And I'm going to tell you, King Nebuchadnezzar, there's a big man on the block, what time it is. You know, you brought me out of the prison house. I'm the one going to tell you what time it is. Come on.
Before the king.
Mm-hmm.
37.
Yes, ma'am.
You, O king, are the king of kings.
You are the king of what?
Kings.
I thought that was a title with the Yahweh's blood. You mean, O Nebuchadnezzar, he was running everything?
Everything.
He is the head of gold. First one on the table. You, O king, are the king of kings. Go ahead. For Yahweh
of heaven have given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and honor.
Verse 38.
Uh-huh. And
wheresoever, go ahead.
The children of men dwell, the beasts of the field.
Go ahead.
The fowls of the heaven.
The fowls of the heaven, go ahead.
The fowls of the heaven have he given unto your hand, and have made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold.
So the first one that came up, this power, and was called King of Kings, is Nebuchadnezzar up under Babylon, right? So we got the lion on the table, right? So the first was like a lion. Let's go back to that Daniel chapter 7, and we're going to move on down the block right quick. I don't know how I got tied up with this, but we hear that, is that right, Brother Z?
Right.
My brother. Oh boy. I got choked up then. Give me a cup of water. I'm trying to eat and talk and all that good stuff. Daniel 7. Verse number 4. I better slow it down, right? Daniel 7, verse 4, Mother Z Israel. Come on.
Mother E.
Mother E. Israel. Daniel 7, verse 4.
Daniel 7, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
The first walked like a lion.
The first was like a lion. Mm-hmm.
And had eagle wings.
It had eagle wings. Go ahead.
I beheld to the wing thereof with love.
Uh-huh.
And it was lifted up
to
the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man.
Good.
And a man's mind was given to it.
So we got the first one on the table, right?
Right.
Babylon up under Nebuchadnezzar, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the man that's represented it by the lion, ain't it? Verse number 5. Who was the second one?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, another beast as
a second.
And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on
has three ribs in the mouth.
He has three ribs in his mouth. Go ahead.
Between the teeth.
Uh-huh.
And they said, thus unto it.
Arise
much flesh.
And devour much flesh.
So who is
the second beast that's like unto a bear? Yeah, you're going to get out rugged.
Got to be sure.
Who is the second beast? Let's see who was the second one that came into power here. This Mother Z Israel of C-Roy. Let's see if we can read who the second one is in Daniel chapter 5. We're going to get right to the crux of the matter. Verse number 30 and 31. Mother Z Israel. Daniel 5, verse 30 and 31. Who was this second one like a bear? Mother Z.
Daniel 5, verse 30 and 31.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daniel 5, verse 30 and 31. Mother Z Israel of Z Royal.
Verse 30. In that night
was what?
Was
Belshazzar.
Belshazzar, the king of
Chaldeans. Now the Chaldeans is another name for who? Who is that another name for? Who was the first one on the table?
Russian stole that name now, but back in the ancient days.
Yeah. Who was the first one? Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, right?
Yeah, Babylon.
So he's saying that night was Belshazzar. King of Babylon, what?
The Chaldeans.
Slain. Verse 31, what happened?
Verse 31, and...
Darius.
The Midianite took the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Being about what?
Being about
three score and 2 years old. So the second one that was like unto a bear that came up was who? The Midianites, right?
Yeah.
Up under the Medes and the Persians, right?
Yeah.
They was the, because we read that he raised up on one side. Is that what we read? Let's go back to Daniel chapter 7, Mother E. And let's get back up at verse number 5. We're gonna get on through this because we got some more stuff we want to put on the table here. Yeah? Mother D of Israel, see Royal. Yaqua be with you, Mother Amen. D. Yeah?
Yaqua,
bless you. Hallelujah, Yaqua. Daniel 7, verse number 5.
Daniel 7, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, another beast, a second one, like to a bear.
Uh-huh.
And it raised up and rises up.
And it raised up itself.
And it raised up
itself.
And it raised up itself,
yes, ma'am,
on one side,
uh-huh,
and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of
mm-hmm.
it. And said thus unto it,
uh-huh,
arise, devour much flesh.
So he's saying raised up itself on one side, mm-hmm, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. Mm-hmm. Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Let's see what the third one on the table.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
After this, I beheld.
Go ahead.
And lo, another like a leopard.
Now we got what we're looking for here, right? Took all that just to get back to this leopard. Now who is a leopard? Who is that representative of? In the book of Daniel. Let's go on and read it. This amen, Phoebe. Daniel chapter 8. Let's look at, let's get back to verse number 19 to 22. Daniel chapter 8, verse number 19 to 22. Let's put them all on the table here. Daniel 8, 19 to 22. So we got the lion. We got the bear, right? Now we're working on the leopard, right? Let's see who was the next one that took control of the planet. Verse number 19.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 19 through 20.
Mm-hmm. 22. Come on.
Verse 19.
Yahweh,
hear, O Yahweh.
Well, yet. Daniel 8, verse number 19.
And he said, behold, I will make you know what shall be in the last end of the indignation.
Good.
For at the time appointed, the end shall be.
Verse 20.
The ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of the Media and the Persians.
The ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of the Medes and Persians. So the bear was consisted of two separate kingdoms, the Medes and the Persians. But we know the Medes come up out of which lineage? Which lineage did the Medes come from? They came out of Japheth, right? Now what about the Persians? Who was that? Who is that? Who is these Persians here? Now, they ain't Aram now. They ain't Aram. Let's see if we can... We playing against the game. Let's see if we can read it and just get through it in Daniel 8, verse number 2. Let's see what name we can pull out of here in Daniel 8, verse 2. So say A, B, and female C, right. Daniel 8, verse 2. Look at Daniel 8, verse number 2.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan.
Mm-hmm.
The palace
which is in the province?
The province of Elam.
Hold on, we got a name. So Elam, that's who the Persians are. And Elam came up out of what lineage?
Shem.
Elam came up out of Shem. So you have the Medes and the Persians. One came out of Japheth, and one came out of Shem. Those were the lepers that came into power, right? Now let's go get the third one on the table. Who was the third one? In Daniel 8, pick it back up at verse number 20. Daniel 8, verse 20. So say be it, Phoebe, or say you're royal. Daniel 8, verse number 20. What are we working with?
Daniel chapter 8, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
The rams which you saw as having two horns are the kings of Medes and Persians.
So we got the king of Medes and Persians. Number 2, right? Go ahead, read on.
Number 21.
Come out.
And the rough goat is the king of Grecian.
And the next one on the table was the king of the Greeks, right? Grecians. So we got Babylon. We got Medes and Persians. And the third one was like a leopard, right? So we got that leopard, which was the Greeks, right? Upon the Alexander the Great, right? That's when Esau finally came into rulership, ain't that right? So we got Esau on the table. Come back to that Revelation 13. Who was reading that? Mother Z?
Right.
Revelation 13, verse number 2. So we got the players on the table, right? We got to know who the players is, and it makes it easier to understand the game, right?
Yes.
Revelation 13, verse number 2. Mother Z is real. Now we can fill in the blanks real good here, Mother Z. Let's see you fill in the blanks now. The book of Revelation 13, verse 2, because we went all through that to find out, did Esau take the deal to Satan offered? Ain't that right? Ladies, say, look here, if you bow down and worship me, I'd give you all this power. But let's see if they took the deal, Mother Z.
Revelation 13, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard.
Now, who was that leopard, Mother Z? Who was that leopard there? Now, that made me do all this work. I'm sweating over here. You mean to tell me my labor is in vain? Who is that leopard?
Leopard.
Nebuchadnezzar?
No.
They didn't hear it either. She told me Nebuchadnezzar. Greeks, right?
Greeks.
So this leper is representative of the Greeks. Up under Alexander.
That was the first
one. No, that was the
first. So we got the Greeks on the table. Come on, Mother Lee, what else going on here? And his feet what?
Was like unto a leopard, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet was as the feet of a bear.
Now who is the bear?
Yeah.
Medes and Persians, right?
Medes and Persians.
I'm trying to get somewhere here. Come on.
Medes and Persians.
Uh-huh. And his mouth.
And his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
And the dragon gave.
The dragon did what?
Gave him his power.
So the dragon gave him his power. Go ahead and what else?
His feet.
Go ahead.
And great authority.
So he said the dragon gave it to him. Jaguar, the son, said, you are your father, the devil. That's what he said.
Right.
And the lust of your father you would do. But he was a murderer from the beginning. We were here to find out that Esau still trying to put the sword on you, Israel.
Yeah.
He said he got a perpetual hatred.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can run back there right quick. And then we're going to go and get us a feast of weeks. Then we're going to bring Brother T on in.
I'm you don't want three of them.
No, we're good, Mother. Okay. That's right to that Ezekiel 35. Mother D of Israel of Sierra Leone. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Ezekiel 35, verse number 1. 1 through 5. Mother D of Israel of Sierra Leone. 1 through 5. Yes, ma'am. Say what?
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Son of man.
Mm-hmm.
Your face against Mount
Seir. Now, who is that? Who is Mount Seir?
Esau
and his five sons. He said, look here, set your face against Esau and his five sons. Hold that point. Now, see, when you encounter you some Esau, what you're supposed to tell old Esau, Mother Israel, if I can pull it out. In the book of Jeremiah 28, when you encounter the other family,